So,
speaking of the men, roster predictions
for
2014 World Cup.
Here we go.
Which will be taking place in
2014.
Brazil.
Got you, good fuckers.
Who wants to go first?
Rob does.
Okay. Goalies, I have Timmy Howard.
Whoa.
Shocker. Sleeper. I did put on Brad Guzan. I still think he's going to get his act together and find a place to play. And then my third is Sean Johnson.
What happens to Amid?
Not like he's been playing anyway. And I just see Sean Johnson making more of a career out of it than Hamid.
Actually, can we go back by position? Let's put on the line here.
Okay, sure.
Because I had Sean Johnson as my third keeper in my March update at the beginning of the MLS season. Going in, I thought Johnson had the edge over Hamid. But this most recent update, Hamid retained his position as the third keeper behind Guzan and Howard. Johnson's my first alternate, so Johnson's on that borderline for me, but I think if it were me, I'd pick Johnson, but Hamid seems to have Klinsmann's number for some reason, so I think he's there. And my number five keeper on the radar is Tally Hall, who is just nasty.
Tally Hall, so no Nick Raimondo anywhere?
Raimondo was my number five after the June update. Behind Yeldal, actually. Yeldal just off cliff.
Yep, absolutely.
But, Raimondo was on there. I think at this point, if I'm picking a 29-year-old Tally Hall or a 34-year-old Raimondo, I'd prefer Hall. Especially given Raimondo's height restrictions.
He is short.
He's very short.
5'10"?
Less than that, I think.
Not good.
Hey, yeah, goalkeeper, I have Tim Howard. Nick Raimondo and Bill Hamid. I just think that Nick Raimondo just gives Jurgen a different look at goalkeeper that I think is appealing because he and Hamid are, it's fair to say, near polar opposites as far as styles
go. Absolutely.
And I feel like behind Tim Howard, who is the clear number one, it's just a kind of flexibility that's nice to have that I think Jurgen appreciates.
Any chance Tim Howard does not start for us at the World Cup?
Well, yes. If he's injured.
If he's injured or
we just... If he is healthy, do any of these guys you think become better than Tim Howard by 2014?
If he's still playing for Everton and he's still healthy, then yes, absolutely he starts.
I have no problem seeing Howard not starting, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's possible, but unlikely.
Okay. He's huge. For us.
Yeah, he's continued to show he's our most just ass-saving. Like, if we suck, Timmy's still really good. Howard did
like
show
France.
He took a lot of signs of being questionable. Like, after the injury against England, I think it took him a lot longer to really get back to the force. Because
a terrible final against Mexico.
I blame him for the Ghana match. Both goals were his fault, in my opinion.
Both? You mean not our center back getting beat?
The first goal...
He should have had the post covered.
When Clark lost possession, they were...
That shouldn't come as a surprise, Clark.
They were 60 yards from goal. And he had to get past four more guys. One of them who just got abused, Demerit, on his ass. And Howard was in the middle of no man's land. He had no reason to be standing where he was. Because he didn't cover the near post. And was in no position to cover the far post either. So he was in the middle of no, and he was way out of position. And the second goal, just over his head. I mean, with that position, put your hands up. Not that hard.
Okay.
You always go low to high, or high to low, if you ask me.
How about defenders, Rob?
Defenders, I have...
Also give your starters as well.
I have 8 defenders. I have Timmy Chandler. Clarence Goodson, both of whom I think will be starting, Oguchi Onyewu, Tim Ream, Heath Pierce, Eric Lehigh, Sean Franklin as my kind of sleeper to get in, and then Omar Gonzalez.
Never mind, go ahead, keep going.
So I have Gonzalez and Goodson in the middle, I think we're going to end up seeing, with Chandler and probably Lehigh.
Who's where?
Lehigh both right back.
They're both right backs.
Chandler left back.
Okay.
So we have two of the same starters.
My left backs are Fabian Johnson and Eric Lehigh. And I'm going to pick Fabian Johnson. I think eventually he'll get a shot back there once Jurgen realizes, well, he's got a lot of time and what will be a lot of matches to experiment. And maybe by accident, maybe by some red card, he's forced to put Fabian Johnson back there and he realizes,
so you're putting him
this
down
guy,
as a defender?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, hey, this guy could actually do this. I think we see Fabian Johnson start at left back for us at the World Cup. And Lehigh will back him up, but also be a right back, backup, etc. I think we see Chandler starting at right back, or maybe even right mid. Who knows? But we'll get there. and then his backup will be Sheenan Williams. I like Sheenan quite a bit. And Rob's new Williams kit. He's wearing the sporting the new Philly Union away, which is phenomenal, actually.
I'm a huge fan.
At center back, I have Clarence Goodson starting. And Omar Gonzalez starting with Onyewu and sleeper pick John Anthony Brooks backing them up. I trust Brian Shred enough. And he seemed like every time that he has a chance to even mention John Anthony Brooks,
he goes nuts.
He tells you how awesome he is.
Yeah, Brooks also made my roster, actually. Basically,
awesome.
I texted Benny during when I was working this.
Ryan was depressed.
And what did I say about my roster?
You hated yourself?
I hated myself. I wanted to kill my roster. I hated everything. I spent 2 hours making my back line, and I still hate it. Of the seven guys on here, three of them had not been on any roster before of mine, and two were brand new this time around. So of the seven on here, only two were there last time. Just mad appeal everywhere. My starting back line is Fabian Johnson on the left, with Gonzalez and Gooch in the middle, and Chandler on the right. I actually have Johnson listed as a midfielder on my roster, but starting left back, there's nobody else to play there.
Who actually has a decent left foot.
Yeah, I don't really like my center back combo, but I don't think that we have a small guy with enough talent to fill that role at this point.
It's maybe Parkhurst? But
Parkhurst is lower on my roster.
But right now he's a little bit of a flash in the pan.
I want him to be there, but my problem is he's not. He doesn't have the
physical tools.
Yeah, he's just like Brad Davis. He's got so much talent that he should be there, but he just doesn't fit. He doesn't convert to the international scene. Like Parkhurst always underwhelmed with us.
True,
he didn't look like he fit in, and I don't like
not big enough as a center back either.
Not necessarily that, because look how big, you know, guys like Cannavaro were.
He does not have Cannavaro.
Regardless, though, it's not
size isn't everything.
Yeah,
but it's an extremely different case in that.
No, it's not. It's the same. He's the American Cannavaro.
The poor man's American Cannavaro.
I said American, didn't I?
Yes, you did. All right, what else?
But I don't like having Gooch and Omar together. But I don't see any other combination at this point. So, I hate it, but it's there.
That's just slow. It's just a slow combination.
Well, that's why Johnson and Chandler are there as well. So, they're...
Yeah. Help make up for it.
Exactly. I considered adding a pure D-mid in the hole, but I ended up going with my preferred 4-2-3-1.
Oh, so we're already going to midfield?
No, but I'm saying... Okay. I'm just expanding my...
You can start with your midfield, and we'll go back across.
But my bench is Bocanegra, John Anthony Brooks, Steve Cherundolo... Yeah, those are my three backups.
Do you think that Stevie makes it at 35?
I do.
What me and Ben don't have Boca or Dolo, do we?
I think they're there as a veteran presence. They're not there as starters, because look what happened with Eddie Pope in 06. But they're there as a leadership presence. My alternates are Goodson and Lehigh. Goodson just hasn't gotten his shit together. And Lehigh, I think, is toast.
You think entirely?
I think he's our John Spector now because of that hip injury. I think he's toast. That's what fucked Spector. It's the exact same injury. And Spector hasn't been the same as a defender since that injury.
Well, we're just being optimistic, though.
Yeah, I like being optimistic.
The thing is,
like Ryan here pissing on everybody.
The thing is, Spector has the talent to play elsewhere. Lehigh doesn't.
Yeah, it's true.
Because Spectre makes my roster as a midfielder. But Lehigh is not there.
Thank you. Perfect segue.
Indeed. But also my three on-the-radar defenders are Tim Ream, who dropped from a starter to the last man on the defensive hierarchy here. Fredo Morales and Sean Franklin. Those are my reserves.
So two and three take Franklin. Or did you have Franklin?
I didn't take Franklin, okay. No. I took Sheenan.
Well, Franklin's not... He misses the 30-man roster.
Okay.
But he's on my radar. He's one of the 10 alternates. Midfielders, I've got Bradley and Holden starting kind of on that... with Dempsey on top as like the triangle. With Shea on the left and Donovan on the right. Donovan was the last person on this roster, honestly. He's not Donovan anymore.
We're getting bet.
He is what he is.
We're going to get to that part of my roster.
He is what he is, but he's the last man there. On the bench, I've got Mix Diskerud, Josh Gatt, Sasha Kljestan, and Johnny Spector with Danny Williams as the last spot. I really wouldn't be surprised to see Kljestan take Donovan's spot starting on the right. But they're there. Freddie Du and Mo Edu fell off to the alternate list. And Ali Bedoya drops on the radar section. Luis Gil bumps up to being in the 40-man radar. And Jose Torres still hangs out as the last midfielder on my 40-man radar.
My midfielders, we're going to start in the center. I'm going to go with a 4-1-3-2. I think that's the safest route. As far as the true defending midfielder, I've got Jones starting. He is going to be 32 years old, but you do have to remember that you can take 18 months off of that age playing wise because he missed it due to his just weird series of injuries that he had going on there, to where nobody really knew what was going on with him. And then
at the same rate, that also takes off his shelf life, so it kind of takes off years for me just because he was that severely injured.
Okay, true. I still think he'll do it. I don't think we're gonna. I don't think any of us will have a guy like a Beckerman or a. Well, no, he's kind of in a class of his own, I suppose.
I like Beckerman, but not at the World Cup.
Yeah, and he'll be 33. So, yeah. Or 32 or 33, and I don't think he has. I don't think he has the kind of talent to overcome that. I also have Michael Bradley. I think, see, this is what I struggled with, is that I think a guy like Edu might make the roster. I don't really like how he's playing right now.
I have never, I don't see what people think in, what they see in Edu. He's not that good in my opinion. He's a pure destroyer who's not that good at it. And doesn't have much going forward either.
Remember when he played center back at the Olympics?
I do.
Terribly.
That was fun.
And he got signed by Rangers anyway.
Paired with?
Parkhurst.
Parkhurst.
I also remember Fiscal getting a red card like the third minute against Nigeria.
Still fresh. It's still fresh.
That didn't go well.
With Balboa commentating. That was just a terrible tournament.
And Davies overall. Off the crossbar. God, that hurt.
So Bradley is my other destroyer slash a deep lying distributor type, which I think Bradley can do, and also his runs into the box are real nice. See, but the problem with Bradley is that I also kind of want him as my forward, the center mid. I do, but you know I. Right now, I can imagine that any player, well, not any player, but some player will emerge that, see, like, we have our 23s and our 40s, but as it stands right now, 3 years out of the World Cup, somebody will probably emerge who we don't even know who they are right now and be, you know, for sure on the 23. And I'm hoping that it's at this position.
Like Danny Califf.
If you look at my 2010...
Marvel win.
Look at my prediction from 06, my 2010 roster... I had Jimmy Conrad starting, who was injured by then. I had Cooper and Johnson up top.
Oh, God.
I had Jaqua.
How do you think we would have done it?
Jaqua? Are you kidding?
I had Jaqua.
You had Nate Jaqua on your roster.
I had Jaqua, Mapp, Maestro, he's not fit and to Pickens on the bench. He was 7 years ago.
7 years ago, Sounders weren't around.
But he would have been fit to work in men.
Actually, Jaqua, the Sounders were around.
Jaqua and Mapp with Pickens both came off great years with Chicago. When this happened, remember, it was 2006 when this happened.
We can still make fun of you.
You were barely a fan back then.
I don't even think I was a fan back then.
Yeah, so you
was just
up.
A little Benny.
See, but my alternates were Chris Albright, Josie and Bradley were my alternates, and Pat Noonan is another alternate. Let's see who else is on here.
Anything else that's shocking?
Heath Pierce actually made my radar back then. So. Oh.
What are we on right now? Because I haven't done my midfield.
That's we're on your midfield. Or on
okay,
midfield.
So I've given my deep lying midfielders. Now the forward center mids, I'm going to go with Jose Torres. I think that especially with what you're going to try to accomplish playing the pass and move style, and he showed in the Caps that he's earned under Jurgen that he can certainly do that, and he does it quite well. I have Torres and Mix. There in the forward center mid role. Where the guy who I don't know where to put him, and this is a problem that Bob Bradley had, Clint Dempsey. Because in a 4-1-3-2, he's not a true striker. I think he did really well in the attacking midfield role.
4-2-3-1.
That's possible, but that's not what my roster's built for at all, because then who backs up Bradley and Jones?
Dempsey, so I have Dempsey as the triangle tip in the 4-3-2-1.
Well, we're making our roster as to who we think Jurgen's going to have, right? So it doesn't have to make sense.
Kind of.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Right. It can make as little sense as we want to.
We could have 10 destroyers
Frankie
on here
starting
strikers.
Right back. 2014. Okay, so the obvious omission there is Stu Holden. I don't know if he can come back and be anywhere near like as good of a player as he was after all these injuries. It sucks.
That's to say he doesn't get
it's
hurt
an
again.
Absolute. It's an absolute. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but
additionally,
I'm being hopeful with Stewie.
It's an absolute shame what
so
happened
now
to
you're
him.
You're the optimist,
but
I'm the pessimist.
I guess. Now the wings, much more exciting. Breck Shea.
Jack.
Of course, Joe Zhao.
Oh crap! I forgot
that dude.
Zhao was an option for me.
That's another one of my long shot picks where right now he's playing for the Hoffenheim reserves, but they seem to love him quite a bit over at Hoffenheim, and he's also an unbelievable athlete. And I think that if he reaches his potential, he could do some unbelievable things for American soccer. Additionally, Josh Gatt, he's fast as hell and really good.
Wicked wheels.
And then I have Dempsey, who I imagine fits somewhere on the wings, I guess. And at striker, I have Altidore, Agudelo, Bunbury, and Sapong. Not a whole lot of surprise there. I think Agudelo makes his way into a starting lineup anywhere.
Yeah.
As in away from Luke Rogers. Piece of shit.
Fuck that guy.
And Bunbury, I imagine, literally makes the jump overseas or to somewhere else. And Sapong will be a nice hold-up striker to have.
Oh, so you guys cheated. Man. You guys made your rosters in your vision, or else you would have both had Robbie Rogers.
No, I didn't. No.
If that's what Jurgen's going to do, Robbie Rogers should definitely be getting on that plane in Brazil. They're homeboys.
You're still assuming Jurgen's in charge.
Ooh.
Hey. All right. Sorry, I skipped ahead with my forwards there. I'm just trying to hurry things along. Rob, what do you got?
Well, I kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to tell with some of these guys whether you should put them as midfielders or forwards. So I only have 6 midfielders under this list, but it could easily be 8 or 9. Bradley, obviously, best center mid for my money. I think Maurice Adu is going to end up getting there. He just keeps getting called in, no matter how average he is. Fabian Johnson played very well against Slovenia, from what I remember. Danny Williams will be there. I think Torres will be there. And a GBA favorite, Mixed Disc.
Indeed.
I would love it.
And then for my 6 forwards, I have Josmer, Young Josie, Juan Agudelo. I have Clint Dempsey, Landon Donovan, Boon Boo Ree, Teal Bunbury, and then Breck Shea.
I like that.
I do like that. My forwards, I've got...
All six are good.
I've got Agudelo, Altidore, Bunbury, and Dempsey as my forwards listed, even though Dempsey plays midfield. And then Josie up top as my lone striker. Well,
does he play midfield with the U.S., though?
But he will in my... He's playing that 10 role, which he played last week. He played the 10 role, so yes, he does, and did. And then up top on my alternates, Terry Boyd and Edson Buttle. And then my alternates are Connor Doyle and CJ Sapong.
So there you have
it. My big wild card here is Sean Cunningham, who I still think is my big wild card.
That is a big wild card. He's a young American left back playing for what is now a Champions League club.
Keywords, left back.
Yes.
So you guys are going to be proud of me.
What? Maybe.
FSC was, I found on YouTube, actually. FSC wasn't playing it live. But on YouTube, I found 2007 USA national team, like, some kind of, like, youth game where the U.S. national team, like, 15-year-olds or something with Joe Zhao.
Look at this guy.
When they were playing Russia and Brazil, and I watched the game.
Look at this guy.
How'd you like him?
Well, he was obviously, I'm sure he's a lot different player now from 2007, but...
He's like 5 years older.
Very impressive. Older. He reminded me of a young Freddie Adu. Except
much fucking faster.
Much faster.
Except he'll probably do something with his talent.
Much faster.
Hopefully he does. From what I've heard, the knock on Zhao is that he's a one-trick pony as far as moves go, and he's got to expand on that.
He hung Robbie Rogers.
Except faster, I guess.
Or he could be a nice super sub if he's a one-trick pony.
Are you calling Robbie Rogers a nice super sub?
No.
Exactly.
I'm saying his one-trick pony is a lot better than Robbie Rogers.
Probably.
One-trick pony.
We'll see. I'm hopeful for him. I think he has one of the highest ceilings out of any of America's prospects.
I would agree.
Is that all we got? Yank of the Week?
Yank of the Week. Robbie?
Anybody want to start off on that one?
Yank of the Week, we will... Trying to think. The last podcast was just after MLS Cup Final.
Correct.
So that cannot be included. I will go ahead and say... We'll give it to Parkhurst. Why not?
Good on him. Mine goes to one Jesse Marsh doing big things in Montreal.
I like it. Local boy.
Yeah. Great for him. Glad to see that he's got a good start. You know, hopefully they are another Seattle and not a Vancouver.
Vancouver should be so much better than they actually... I don't get it. They should be a lot better than they are.
But then they go and they fire their coach midseason. We talked about this. It's just awful.
Yeah. Some weird shit.
Who is Vancouver's goalkeeper?
Well, it was Cannon for a while, and they went with...
Cannonball.
Oh, fuck, what's his name?
And also the center back who would start alongside Jay when he was actually playing.
Ooh. Who was that?
Because that could be your key issue as to why they weren't good.
Wasn't it? It was A something, I think.
A player?
Yes.
Jane Allen goal.
And on defense?
Alan Rochette.
Okay.
I thought he was left back.
You're a left back.
Thank you. I'm awaiting Jurgen's call then.
Yeah. My Yank of the Week goes to an inactive player this week. Didn't really play this weekend. But for being the first U.S. national team member to be the star of a reality TV show, Clarence Goodson.
He's the star of a reality TV show?
He made an appearance on House Hunters International this week.
Good for him.
His wife purchasing their new house in Copenhagen. So, Yank of the Week goes to Clarence Goodson for being on reality TV.